The head of United Nations peacekeeping is in Washington today to talk with U.S. officials about the future of Libya. Alain Leroy says the U.N. must be ready at any time if it's called upon to monitor a ceasefire in Libya. Peacekeepers are already heavily engaged in other conflicts in Africa, conflicts that don't often lead the news, but in which millions have been displaced or murdered. Ivory Coast, Darfur, and Congo, and there are more.
Alain Leroy sat down in our studios today, and we began with the subject of Congo. Millions have died there, and armed gangs commit rape and other atrocities on a daily basis. UN peacekeepers have been in Congo for more than a decade. Mr. Leroy said they are hampered by a lack of resources, vital equipment such as helicopters, for instance, in a country where roads are often impassable.
We have been asking for helicopters for years from all member states, and it's extremely difficult to get them.
Why so hard?
Because people said they are all their helicopters are needed in Afghanistan or other places. They said they have a lack of capacities, but I'm sure some countries have still some spare helicopters that could be very useful in UN peacekeeping to protect so many lives. In every day in the Congo, we protect 100,000 of lives, but there are still people being killed or women being raped because we are not able to react rapidly enough.
I want you to respond to something. The UN's own envoy, the Special Representative on Sexual Violence in Conflict, Margot Wallström, called Congo the rape capital of the world. Very strong statement. Are peacekeepers doing a better job now of protecting women from sexual violence? And how do you train peacekeepers to so that they can do that?
Yes. We are not deployed all over the Congo. There are many rape and sexual violence all over the Congo where we are not present. We have 20,000 peacekeepers, a bit less, in eastern Congo. The population just for the two small provinces of the Kivu is 10 million people. It makes 20 peacekeepers to protect 10,000 people. We are mostly present in the east. That's where our mandate is. Mm-hmm. There, I think we try a lot. We have the mandate to protect civilians and, of course, to protect civilians from sexual violence. And for that, we have developed specific training capacity because no army in the world is being trained to protect civilians. They are trained to make war, but they are not trained to protect civilians and not to protect civilians from sexual violence. So we are developing what we call scenario-based training. If you are called by a woman, how to interact with them. So we develop very much this kind of scenarios to train our peacekeepers. And we try also to increase the proportion of women within peacekeeping in the military and in the police. We are now a bit above 10% of women in our police capacity in our missions. We want to reach at least 20% by 2014.
Mm. As UN peacekeepers?
As UN peacekeepers in the police, yeah.
Mm-hmm. In the Congo, the UN peacekeepers have been asked to think about the exit now. Yeah. So there are some who are saying it's time for the peacekeepers to leave. What do you say to that?
First, there will be legislative election in the Congo by the end of the year, 28 November. After that, if these elections are going well, and if our common fight with the Congolese army is continuously successful, then it might be a time to think of a drawdown, yes.
Oftentimes, UN peacekeepers are on the ground in places where conflict is still ongoing, even after a ceasefire, even after peace has been carefully negotiated or declared. So help us understand what peacekeeping actually means.
If we listen to Mr. Brahimi, who made a famous report in 2000, we should be sent only when there is a peace to keep. But it's clear that where we are being sent more and more is places where there is no real peace. And our job is to reduce the level of violence, to protect civilians, and to try politically to reach a real peace between the different stakeholders. We are doing that. We are doing that in Sudan. We are doing that in Liberia, in the Congo. We are doing that in Haiti and many other places. And I must say, I know that UN peacekeeping is very often criticized because we are not able to protect every civilian, but we have so many achievements. In Haiti, we have helped a lot to bring stability and security to Haiti. Even in the Congo, the situation today is still very difficult and serious, but there have been tremendous progress. So there are so many achievements where we have been able to stabilize, protect lives, and at the end, when the situation is stable, then we prepare the exit strategy.
Alain Leroy is the Undersecretary General of the United Nations Department of Peacekeeping Operations. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Michelle.